Well, I have another song I want to sing related to missions, and that's a song about missionaries' kids. This is another song that has been a tremendous blessing for me, because as I sang it, I've gotten so much feedback from people around the world. So I just thank God for getting to be the guy that did it. You know, just sometimes I don't know what God's doing, but I've enjoyed it so far. And this is about missionaries' kids. Now, they're laughing over there. They know something about it. You know, missionaries' kids have a unique advantage. You know, they get to live all over. My kid's 10 years old down here, man. He's lived in 3 countries, been to 7 or so different countries. You know, he's he gets to sit by college girls, you know, and like he's doing. It's a what else could you ask for? I mean, you know, so he's got, yeah, we just got to volunteer, get to some more of those cards out there, man. So, you know, it's not a bad life. And I think, you know, I don't know if I need to explain a whole lot of that to y'all. I think y'all have a pretty good idea of what some of this is. You know, y'all are pretty aware of this, you know. It is the greatest thing. I thank God for letting me be a missionary. I really do. And I mean that exactly. It's for letting me be a missionary and letting me raise my kids on the mission field. One time we asked our kids, we said, look, if something were to happen to us, who would you want to have be a part of their family? And they mentioned one of the missionaries on our field. And then after a little bit of thought, my oldest son, Toby, says, well, he says, you know, really, Daddy, it doesn't matter to me as long as I can still be an MK, just some missionary, as long as I can, you know, just live with some missionaries. I thought, man, thank God for that. That is great. We've left him at several people's houses, and they keep sending him back. But anyway, that's a joke. Okay, so here we go. This is the MK song. Now, this has got a long introduction because this was what we used for our slide presentation, okay? So you can pretend that you're looking at slides right now, okay? Click. Well, Mama and Daddy were missionaries. Took us to places sort of strange and scary like the United States. Daddy said it was all necessary, and Daddy never lied. Except when he was in front of a whole group of people at a church. We drove 1,000,000 miles in a rusty van from the great white north to the southern lands. I lost my mittens, so my mama put socks on my hands. I was so cold, I thought I'd die. But I'm an MK, I wouldn't trade it. Through everything that came, we always made it. Yes, I'm an MK, I'm glad it's true. You can tell your folks you want to be an MK too. Well, I was raised in the jungles of the Amazon, and I've driven in Europe on the Autobahn. I've been up and down the alleys of old Hong Kong, and I've seen the snow in Nome. I've seen snakes eat people and people eat snakes, and I've even seen people eating monkey steaks. But the strangest things of all are back in the States, in the place my folks call home. 'Cause I'm an MK, I wouldn't trade it. If there's any better life, I couldn't name it. Yes, I'm an MK, I'm glad it's true. And you can tell your folks you want to be an MK too. It doesn't matter that I never owned a new car. I never did miss being a football star. I've been living in a world that's bigger by far than most folks ever know. Well, I can parlay French and hablo español. You'd be surprised at the various things that I know. There's not a place in the world that I would not go if the Lord had sent me there. 'Cause I'm an MK, I wouldn't trade it. If there's any better life, I couldn't name it. Yes, I'm an MK, I'm glad it's true. And you can tell your folks you want to be an MK too.